Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
By law, 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor, speaking to the editor-in-chief of Strategic Europe, Judy Dempsey. She's in Berlin. She publishes a newsletter I recommend to everyone. Just sign up for it, Strategic Europe, in which many voices are raised from the European Union and from Africa and from Asia, relating to the war in Europe, yes, but also to the legacy of the colonial empires throughout Eurasia and Africa over the last several hundred years. And the one that caught my attention most was a remark in Judy's most recent collection of remarks from her colleagues about France and its colonial empire in West Africa. You will note there's a pattern emerging over these last years of states that were understood to be democratic, or at least they elect their presidents now and again, have been overthrown by military intervention. And then it turned even darker, because there is plenty of evidence that the sinister and unacceptable Wagner Group is Russian foreign policy in West Africa. That's certainly true in the Central African Republic, and it's certainly true right now in Mali. It may also be true in Burkina Faso. I have no good information about Niger or Gabon. But Judy, you sent me to this concern, and I started to look around for what is Paris doing about it, and I found that Paris is doing very little about it. Mr. Macron is aware that he needs to change his relationship to these countries that speak French as well as the indigenous language. But your measure of France now, does it accept the burden of responsibility of its former empire, that it is no longer giving out direction? It must deal with the facts on the ground, which in this case looks sinister in several of those countries.
Well, France has had to deal with its colonial past. It's been slow to deal with this. And indeed, its colonial past is probably best, depends on how you define best, represented by Algeria. And it took many, many decades for the French government and president to apologize for the huge massacres that took place in Algeria during the Algerian War of Independence. But when you bring up Sahel and Mali, which is just so unstable now, when France did send troops there several years ago, they hoped that it would bring stability, and there was the Islamic element there that was more or less contained. But then entree the Wagner Group. And as you rightly say, the Wagner Group was a kind of special, radical foreign policy instrument of the Kremlin, but a freelance one as well. And they have caused extraordinary havoc in Sahel, in Niger, Burkina Faso, and other countries as well, which does certainly contribute to this massive instability there, and has left France wrong-footed, second-footed. They knew the Wagner Group was there, but one country alone cannot deal with Sahel. And so France now is up against these countries. And it's more than the colonial past. It's how France is going to modernize its policy towards Africa, but it's going to need the support of the European Union member states, but also the support of the United States. And by the way, Washington and Paris have worked very, very closely in parts of Africa on intelligence sharing and logistics and other issues there. But now the time has come for France to completely reappraise its relationship with these countries and not just simply dictate how these countries should manage their affairs. And so with the Wagner Group coming in and the sense of helplessness by these countries that they have no idea which direction they should be going, it has caught France in a very serious predicament.
And Russia's activities in Africa, are they condemned in the EU? Because this is the kind of cruelty that we associate with savagery. 30 seconds, Judy.
It's all very well condemning it, but frankly, the Wagner Group in Russia is reaping huge benefits in terms of commodities, just like the Chinese, and getting a foothold there at the expense of leaving aside the European Union, at the expense of the United States. Actually, this is a kind of new division that we saw, an ideological division that we saw during the Cold War. It's not ideological now. It's pure, hard-nosed, geostrategic influence, and Russia at the moment seems to be having the upper hand, but along with China.
Judy Dempsey, the editor-in-chief of Strategic Europe in Berlin. I'm John Nash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.